Revelation chapter 1, verse 7 through verse 8. This is reading of God's word. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Amen. Please be seated. Let us pray to our Father. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word. Oh, Father, be with the person who is preaching, that he may bring your word correctly to your people. Be with all of us who are hearing of your word. Let us hear your loving voice telling us about Jesus Christ and what he has done and accomplished, how he is coming back one day to gather us into that glorious, our eternal home. Oh, Father, let us live our lives in terms of that reality, the reality of that day. Let us bring glory and honor to you. We thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us look at these two verses once more today, and we'll go on to verse 9 next Lord's Day. Behold, he is coming with the clouds. As we have seen last Lord's Day, our Lord Jesus Christ is coming back. He will come back with great power and glory. He is coming back with his glorious resurrected body. He is coming back with the Holy Spirit. It is the day of the Lord. It is the day of the Holy Spirit. It is the terrifying day of the eternal judgment. It is the most terrifying day for the non-believers. Do you remember what we read in Revelation 6, verse 15 and 16? Then the kings of the earth and the great men and the commanders and the rich and the strong and every slave and free man hid themselves in the caves and among the rocks of the mountains. And they said to the mountains and to the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the presence of him who sits on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. But for us, the believers, it is the most joyous day of all. It is the most glorious day for you and for me. On this glorious day, all the present, spiritual, eternal, heavenly reality that our Lord has already accomplished for you and for me will be visible for all to see. All will see and acknowledge the present reality of our Lord Jesus Christ being the King of the kings and the Lord of the lords. That day, no one will be able to reject the gospel. When I say that, not accepting the gospel, but they cannot deny that our Lord is God and he is the King of the kings and the Lord of the lords. Yes, this is the day when all will see the reality of heaven. The present spiritual heavenly reality will be visible for all to see on this glorious day, all our glorious eternal reality that is now hidden will be visible. Philippians chapter 2 verse 10 and 11, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Yes, all will acknowledge Jesus Christ on that glorious day. On this glorious day, all the glory will be given to our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, all the glory is already given to Him, but on that day, that reality will be visible for all to see, and all will confess that He is the Lord and God. This is the most joyous, the most glorious, the best, the most precious day for you and for me. And why is that? This is the day when we will see our Lord Jesus Christ face to face. Jesus Christ, whom we wait. Jesus Christ, whom we miss, we will be able to see Him face to face. This is the day when we will be able to live with Him in that glorious place with our glorious resurrected bodies forever and ever. Yes, He has saved His people so that we may be with Him forever and ever. That is the purpose of our salvation, so that we may be with Him, or that He may be with us. 1 Thessalonians 5:10, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we will live together with Him. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 to the 17, for the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we shall always be with the Lord. Revelation 21 verse 3, and I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and He will dwell among them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself will be among them. All of His people who are scattered all around the world right now, all of them will be gathered into that glorious kingdom of God to be with God. Matthew chapter 24 verse 30 and 31, they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. And He will send forth His angels with a great trumpet. And they will gather together His elect from the four winds, for one end of the sky to the other. John chapter 14 verse 2 to 3, in My Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to Myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Yes, for us, that day is not day of judgment, But they have gathering unto God, so that we may be with Him forever and ever. This is the purpose of everything. And that day is coming. This is the day when we will resurrect with the glorious bodies. Bodies that will never die again, never feel pain again. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51 and 52. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but will all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised, imperishable, and we will be changed. This is the day when the crown of righteousness will be given to us. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8. In the future there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have loved His appearing. Did you hear that? Who will receive this righteousness crown? All who have loved His appearing. All who are eagerly waiting for His coming. Yes, Lord Jesus Christ, come quickly. On that day, we don't have to sin anymore. Do you know what that is? Obviously not, because we always sin. Do you ever think about your life without sin? When you don't have to sin anymore? When you don't have to feel guilt anymore? When you could love your God perfectly? See, that day is the beginning of that life. That is why we eagerly wait for that day. No more sin. That we are truly able to love Him with everything we have. 100% of our heart. That day, no more death. We don't have to cry over our friend's death. That day, when that day comes, and then on, no one will die. No more mourning, no more sadness, no more pain, no more tears. Unless that those tears are tears of joy. No more tears because He will wipe away all those tears. You don't have to cry anymore. Yes. I know. I cry. And I know you do. Because life here, it's not that easy. And especially in terms of how we have to live that righteous life. And I know There are those days, those nights when you're alone and you really, by God's grace, you are able to think about how you are and how you want to be. And you're reminded of your sins. And you just don't like yourself. No more of any of that. No more curse. No more judgment. God's kingdom of love and righteousness and glory will be completely consummated. Your desire, on that day, your desire will be exactly the same as Jesus' desire. That there's nothing in you that you will find that is against Him, against His will. Not even little thing. That your heart and His heart is one. This is what we're waiting for. This is what Christian life is all about. It is waiting for our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, brothers and sisters, I pray that you would see your life in this term. You're distracted by so many things, but come to the Word and understand what your life is all about. This is the day when we will be just like our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 John 3:2, Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not appeared as yet what we will be. Yeah, if we look at ourselves right now, no. But we know that when He appears, we will be like Him, because we will see Him just as He is. On that day, you're going to look at me and you're going to say, Whoa, Young looks just like Jesus Christ. And I'm going to look at you and say the same thing. In every way, we will be like Him. Well, we're not going to be God. But other than that, we will be like Jesus Christ. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, For by these He has granted to us His precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. Yes, you will be like Him, and you will be partakers of divine nature. This is the purpose that God has for you. That His work, even now, that work of God in your life, in you, is to accomplish this. That you will be like Christ and you will be partakers of divine nature. So that as you be with Him, you will live that perfect and righteous life with God forever and ever. Yeah. You know, we see in redemptive history how people are with God in a certain places, in certain time, but because of sin, they always get kicked out. You know, we see that in the Garden of Eden. You know, God is with his people, but they are kicked out. No longer with God. Israelites being kicked out of Canaan. But when that glorious day comes, when you will be with God, you will never get kicked out. You will be with him forever and ever. Our God's promises are certain. Yes, we believe him. We trust him. Hear what he says. Verse 8, I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Verse 17, I am the first and the last. Chapter 21, verse 6, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Chapter 22, verse 13, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. The Alpha and the Omega, the first letter and the last letter of Greek alphabet. It is like saying, I am the A and the Z. During the Old Testament time, the Jews often said the following phrase, I obey the law, Aleph, Aleph, or Aleph to Tau. The Aleph and Tau, the first and the last Hebrew alphabet. So when they say, I obey the law, Aleph to Tau, what do you think it means? It is like saying, I obey the law completely from A to Z and all in between. Thus, when God says that he is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last and the beginning of and the end, he is saying that he is the first and the last and all in between. Our God is God who is and who was and who is to come. He is from the eternal beginning to the eternal end. There is no beginning and no end for him. He is the eternal God. He is sovereign God who is in control of everything. Everything from the beginning of the world to the end of the world. He is the Lord of history. All is in his hands. Nothing happens apart from his will. He is who was the Alpha and who is to come, the Omega, and who is all in between. In verse 4, the same phrase was used to refer to the Father, but here it refers to the Son. John chapter 10, verse 30, I and the Father are one. Yes, our Lord Jesus Christ is God, the eternal, the creator, the consummator God. He is the beginning of everything and the end of everything. He is the master and the lord of everything. The creator, he is the foundation of all things. He holds all things together. Yes, he is the king, the lord, God who reigns now and forever. He is unchangeable God. He is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Isaiah 41, verse 4, who has performed and accomplished it, calling forth the generations from the beginning. I, the Lord, am the first, and with the last I am he. Isaiah 44, verse 6 through 8, thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last, and there is no God besides me. Who is like me? Let him proclaim and declare it. Yes, let him recount it to me in order from the time that I established the ancient nation. And let them declare to them the things that are coming and the events that are going to take place. So, do not tremble and do not be afraid. Have I not long since announced it to you and declared it? And you are my witnesses. Is there any God besides me, or is there any other rock? I know of none. Isaiah 48 verse 12 and 13, listen to me, O Jacob, even Israel whom I called. I am he, I am the first, I am also the last. Surely my hands spread out the heavens. When I call to them, they stand together. Yes, our Lord Jesus Christ is the Alpha. He is the first. He has the first place in everything. In everything, He is preeminent. All the kings of the Old Testament, all the prophets of the Old Testament, all the priests of the Old Testament, all of them pointed to Him. He is the true king, the true prophet, the true priest. Romans chapter 8 verse 29. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son, so that he will be the firstborn among many brethren. Colossians 1 15 through 18. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers, authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is also head of the body, the church, and he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything. He is the Alpha and the Omega of the redemptive history of God. He is the Alpha and the Omega of the Bible that tells us about the redemptive history of God. He is the first and the last, the beginning and the end of our salvation. Even before the foundation of universe, God has chosen us in Jesus Christ. That glorious day that we're waiting, that glorious day is His day, is day of the Lord. And He has begun a good work in us, and He will perfect it until His day. He is the Alpha and Omega of our faith. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2a, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of faith. He has done it all. He has finished it all. He is the only one who is able to say, it is finished. And he is coming back to consummate his kingdom. We live in terms of waiting for Him. Everything we do has to be in terms of waiting for our Lord's return. We must live in terms of the reality of that day. What is true of that day is what is true of you forever and ever. Does your life has to be lived out in terms of the reality of that day? Because you in that day is you forever. Brothers and sisters, a person who eagerly waits for Him delights in the Lord's day, and the worship on the Lord's day. The Lord's day and the corporate worship on the Lord's day, they are the foretaste of that glorious day, the day of His coming. This worship, even now, right now, is the participation in the heavenly reality that will be visible on that glorious day. Yes, when that day comes, you will enter into eternal worship. And how can someone who does not eagerly wait for Lord's Day worship, how can he say that he eagerly wait for Jesus' coming? Yeah, person who does not like worship here, why would he want to go to heaven? Because it's eternal worship. Brothers and sisters, especially in terms of electing our leaders, if you see that person and his understanding, his desire, his focus on this Lord's Day is not what should be, then just say no. Because he does not understand the gospel. Just say no. And for you and for me, we need to really think about this. Are we waiting for our Lord? Do you miss him? Do you want to see him? A person who eagerly waits for Jesus Christ's return also eagerly waits for the Lord's Day and the corporate worship on the Lord's Day. Yeah, I don't give out testimonies that often, but I knew a person who was young, very young. I'm talking like junior high. As soon as worship is over, as that person goes out the door, that person says, I cannot wait until next Lord's Day and next Lord's Day's worship. This is what our religion is all about, you guys. No, that person is not Jesus freak. That's normal Christian. That's the normal Christian, according to the Bible. I am the Alpha and the Omega, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Yes, our Lord Jesus Christ, who is coming, is the Almighty. He has power to accomplish all that he desires and wills. Romans 9:28, for the Lord will execute his word on the earth thoroughly and quickly. 2 Corinthians 6:18, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty. It is accomplished. He alone deserves all the glory. He's already coming. And far as you, how we are concerned, he has come. But he is coming. And we're waiting for that day, because everything that we're saying right now, everything that we have our hopes on will be visible on that day. See, when you talk about heaven and your heavenly reality to the world right now, they will laugh at you. They don't believe it. And there's just no way for us to explain this. But that day, we don't have to explain. It will be visible. They cannot deny it. It will be right there for them to see. Our Lord will be vindicated. He is not telling us a lie. This book is not a lie. It's the truth. Oh, that day. Even those people who are rejecting Christ right now, who are blaspheming against God right now, they will be on their knees and with their own mouth, they have to confess. Jesus is God. Yes, that's one of many, many reasons I'm waiting for that day. I want to see every single breathing being in this whole world confess with their mouth, Jesus is God. And that they will bow down to Him. And He, on that day, will receive all the glory. Man. It's going to be someday, huh? But even right now, at least His people are bowing down to Him and confessing to Him that He is our God. Man, look at what kind of salvation has been accomplished. And at least His people were giving all the glory to Him, even now. Romans 11:36, for from Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To Him be the glory forever. Amen. Brothers and sisters, He is coming back. Encourage one another with these words. They bring so much joy and comfort to us. When you hear these words, how can we not shout, O Lord Jesus, come quickly. Come quickly. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You that You are coming back. You have not left us and leave us as orphans, but You have sent Your Spirit, Holy Spirit, and You have adopted us as Your sons. And You are coming back to gather us unto You, so that we may be with You, so that You may be with us forever and ever. But even now, by Your grace, we are able to witness the reality of that day, even as we worship You. Oh, Father, there's nothing we'd rather do. There's no place where we'd rather be except physically being in heaven. We like it here. We truly like it here. Come, Lord. Come quickly. Pray all this in the name of our Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen.